This is the Cato Daily Podcast for Monday, December 22, 2008. I'm Caleb Brown. Will the intelligence gathering abuses of the Bush administration simply be wiped away in the Obama years? And will Obama counterterrorism policies be informed by the mistakes of Congress and the White House these past 8 years? Michael German is not terribly optimistic that the Obama administration will have learned all of what it should from the Bush years. He is a former FBI special agent who twice successfully infiltrated domestic terrorist organizations and obtained criminal convictions against many would-be terrorists. His first book, Thinking Like a Terrorist, Insights of a Former FBI Undercover Agent, was published in 2007. German will be among those attending Cato's counterterrorism conference scheduled for January. You may sign up to attend at cato.org/counterterrorism. What is the biggest risk going forward for the new administration coming in dealing with terrorism and trying to understand how to most appropriately, efficiently, even cost-effectively deal with terrorism? What is the biggest misconception that they might be bringing with them from the Bush administration as a leftover?
I think the most difficult thing will be recognizing that you have to do an assessment of what has been successful and what has been counterproductive. And I think that's probably the most difficult. I mean, you hear all the time that, we want to move forward and not look back. Well, you know, you have to look back to understand why you are where you are. And, I think what has to be recognized is that a lot of that we're not in the same place that we were on September 12th, 2001, that there's a lot of damage that has been done to the U.S. reputation abroad that needs to be repaired. And, getting back to a fundamental understanding of what the terrorists are actually trying to accomplish, I think is extremely important, because it will show how many of our policies have been counterproductive to actually defeating the terrorist goals.
Looking into the future, then, what would you hope to find in that kind of assessment?
Well, what I would hope to find immediately is where our response has been excessive, both from an economic sense, in that it's spending a lot of money for very little security benefit, but also that its excessiveness implicates the rights of innocent people in far too many ways in far too many countries, and that is actually counterproductive to creating an environment where the rule of law is maintained and where people feel that they have avenues to redress grievances that don't require a resort to violence.
Speaking of overreaction on the part of the United States, Senator Barack Obama voted against President Bush's domestic wiretapping program when it seemed inevitable that Hillary Clinton was going to be the Democratic nominee. And then when it became pretty clear that he was going to be the Democratic nominee, he voted for the program. Many people on the left are hoping that a great many domestic abuses of the Bush administration will just be wiped away in an Obama administration. How realistic is that?
I think there is great reason to remain concerned about the approach that the government is taking on domestic intelligence programs. It's very easy to use words that don't have very definitive meaning, words like intelligence. You know, of course, there's nobody who would say, no, we don't need better intelligence. But nobody really is clear on what they mean by intelligence. So what the answer becomes for the intelligence community is more information. If we get more information, obviously we'll know more. Well, that actually isn't the case. And if you, again, go back to September 11, 2001 and look at what really were the problems that caused the breakdown in the performance of the national security and intelligence agencies, it was that they had too much information and that information wasn't managed in appropriate ways. It wasn't a lack of information. Yet the response has been to unleash these agencies and allow them to collect more and more without really fundamentally changing the way the information is managed. So, the Joint House Senate Senate Intelligence Committee investigation of 9/11 found that the problem was that the significant pieces of intelligence were lost in what they called the vast stream of information being collected. Well, all we did was turn that vast stream into a raging river, and actually that's harming our security. And if you look at the performance of the intelligence community, you'll see that, you know, that the errors continued well past 9/11, well past the Patriot Act and the other less restrictive rules. So, you know, obviously what needed to be fixed wasn't fixed. And, you know, a lot of that has to do with the overclassification of information. I mean, if you talk to a state and local police officer today, he'd tell you and asked him what the primary problem with information sharing is, he would tell you it's overclassification. And he would have said the same thing to you on September 12th, 2001. And yet there has been no effort to rein in the classification system that was really built for a completely different threat. You know, that was built for a Soviet Union, you know, state intelligence apparatus rather than for this independent bands of criminals that we call terrorists. So, you know, whether that's even a model that we want to continue is a big question, and yet there's been no effort to deal with that. Getting back to the terrorist strategy, it's a misunderstanding of what it is they're actually trying to accomplish and who they actually are, to the extent that, you know, there was a very interesting New York Times story recently about how in 2004 and 2005, FBI managers within the FBI who were working on financial fraud matters started raising alarms about the high rate of mortgage frauds and that more resources needed to be put on these fraud investigations. And, you know, the decision was made, no, you know, counterterrorism is our main focus. Well, if you look at the fundamental security of the United States, both domestically and abroad, you know, a collapsing economy is something that's going to affect all of us, where terrorism, you know, even though it's horrendous when it does affect us, it's still an extraordinarily rare event. And you know, certainly won't have the impact that a collapsed U.S. economy will have. So it's a poor choice of resources to turn away from a problem that will affect more Americans than a problem that will affect less.
Given those finite resources and the vast array of things that federal law enforcement authorities are charged with, what shouldn't federal law enforcement be doing?
Well, they shouldn't be taking a dragnet approach, which is quite a bit of what's going on right now, to where, you know, the idea is that there is no bad information, that collect all the information you can, and somehow the data mining machinery will make sense of it. Well, there was, you know, recently, you know, Cato, of course, put out a report very early that said that this is an improbably method to use in trying to discover terrorists, and that opinion has been reinforced by a recent National Research Council paper that has, you know, looked at the scientific community and asked them for their advice, and the advice they got back was, yeah, you know, exactly what Cato said. You know, there's bad data, there's very too few incidents of terrorism to create a reliable pattern, that this is a method that will implicate the rights of too many innocent people with false positives and will not be effective at trying to prevent terrorism. Yet, you know, all of the systems that we've built, you know, whether it's the FBI's Guardian and eGuardian system or the information sharing environment, are to, you know, grab all this data and pull it in. And you know, you mentioned the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act amendments and the Patriot Act. It's all efforts to gather more, with the hope that somebody someday will make sense of it, where, you know, that's now proven to be an ineffective technique.
Sort of rather than throwing money at the problem, which they're also doing, throwing data at the problem.
Right, exactly. And just, you know, I mean, it's really sort of an interesting, it'll be interesting what historians look back on. You know, we had this intelligence and national security apparatus, the CIA, the National Security Agency, the Department of Defense, the FBI, that catastrophically failed us on 9/11. And the response was to give them more money, more authority, and less oversight. You know, and that's just not a prescription for success.
Michael German is the Policy Counsel for National Security and Privacy for the American Civil Liberties Union, Washington Legislative Office. He will be among those speaking at the Cato Institute's Counterterrorism Conference in January. You can sign up at cato.org.